Let me welcome all of you present. In starting the meeting, we need to listen to apologies that were received, and from there we check whether people that you wanted to speak before us last time are here. If not, why? Because we've made it clear in the last meeting that we would want to see ADF trustees as well as what is this other commission? Lambda. I don't know if all of you are here, but we'll follow that. Let's first handle our own internal apologies. Not that we are sitting too far from it. And I don't know what that suggests. Does it suggest a separation between us? But tell us who has apologized. Except the apology of Honorable Chan, who was hospitalized.
Except Honorable Chan's apology, I accept an apology from Honorable Smith. He can't attend the meeting due to.
I saw him on TV. Which means he did not work.
Thank you very much. On the part of the true trustee, can we hear from you whether all trustees of ADF are here, whether all trustees of NAMDA are here?
We cannot concise the inform the people, and I understand the staff sent apologies. So I'm not quite sure that other people doesn't. Is there any feedback that they won't attend this meeting, and they also never give apologies later?
Tell us who is here from the side.
I will ask everybody to inform the meeting.
Let's start with you, sir.
I need to be here on the
can
side.
Can I get you?
Let's start with you, please. I'm a Benilan guy from the Alistair Foundation.
Sorry, Chef, can you just also get an indication what is the portfolio?
Okay.
Thank
you. Is a who?
And I.
Guy, yeah.
I'm from the Alisco Foundation. That's a trustee member.
Trustee member. Just say it's not a trustee. Okay. The lady. Can you put your phone, please?
I'm Ellen Gilly, trustee of Lambda.
Gilly.
I'm the chairperson of Alexco. I'm an ordinary trustee in the board of for Lambda and will come there from there. They must individually be specific so that you understand what we're
engaged. think Mr. the priest indicated that he's chair of ADF, and the one I remember is Mr. The other time you're saying you are trustee of Alexco. A number for you. Just number you.
Alexco.
Okay.
Director.
Sending in the board of number.
That's right.
Okay. Next to you.
Thanks, Dr. Chair. I'm Lakus Langoy. I'm the chairperson of the Namakuram Development Engine. Okay.
It is ADF only.
Namakuram Development Engine.
Lambda only.
Yes.
Okay. My lady. Can we then, before starting the actual meeting, allow the translator to introduce himself and for him to explain this apparatus? Over to you.
Thank you, Chairperson, honourable members, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Louis Nell. I'll be providing interpreting services today. I've handed out, you will see headsets in front of you. If you turn the device to its bottom, you'll see there's a blue button and a black button. The black one is the channel. Please don't fiddle with it. The only one you need to concern yourself with is the blue one. You can adjust the volume to your preference for that one. I will be providing simultaneous interpreting services into Afrikaans and into English continuously for the duration of the meeting. Should you not require this, you don't need to use the headsets. Should you want to listen to either Afrikaans or English, then you can use these headsets. Thank you very much, Chair. I could just test it for a brief while. Hello? Can anyone hear me? Is it working? Is it working?
Yes,
it's working. Thank you. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. Last time when we had two meetings, after the subpoena, we have indicated to yourselves that the information you've given us is not sufficient, particularly when it comes to your audited financial statement. And the understanding or the agreement was also that you will bring along your financial people, whether it's your financial advisors or your financial directors, on both instances, so that we can then get to understand exactly what is going on in these two institutions. When you were introducing yourself, you did not give us that indication that you brought your financial advisors. Can we check if that is the case? Have you got your financial advisors here? People who handle your finances, people who will also discuss with us your investments, because we understand that you have investments in ADF, you have investments in NAMDA as well. Can we be clear on who you brought along as a team?
Thank you. So from our side as NAMDA, we did inform the officials or the CFO and the CEO, and the minority that they informed that they sent an apology to the relevant committee or secretary. So I don't know if they received it or what is it about. Thanks, the Chair.
Who is the CFO?
My CFO is Hiram Raymond.
CFO number.
It's Hiram Raymond. And the Chief Executive Officer is Mr. Jesse Strauss. Thank you.
Did you say Strauss is who? Is the CEO?
Is the CEO, thanks.
Of number.
Yes, correct, Chair.
Okay. ABS?
From ABS side, Mr. Wilson and Mr. Heidel were together. And they just informed us that they were sent the apology to the
Okay. Who is Mr. Wilson?
Mr. Yelson Wilson is on the government.
And then, what?
On finance.
Is he your CFO chief financial officer?
No, they are just the head of finance. They are supporting each other.
So he's head of finance?
And Mr. Raymond.
Of ADF. And you said?
Raymond. The two of them were together on finance.
Raymond is also working for NAMDA and ADF.
Yeah, he was actually the project, the head of project, but he's also supporting Mr. Finance, the two of them.
Who's handling your investment? Who's handling your investment portfolio?
From the side of NAMDA, Mr. Strauss, handling investment. But at the moment, I can't recall of any investment from
Strauss. From NAMDA?
The CEO.
The CEO, the same staff.
That is true.
So
you must clarify the people to say that what they did now, they took on behalf of Edesco, but I took on behalf of NAM. So Jeff Strauss, the CEO of NAM. Thank you.
Yes, is he a man or a lady?
It's a man.
The man, okay.
Yes, sir.
Is he also handling the investment portfolio of NAMDA?
That's correct, sir.
I don't know if there is a deeper understanding of the process that you are in now. I thought that from time to time we have raised this issue, that what is happening now is a very important process. Because you are called to account for public funds that you have handled. And the fact that you don't bring along people who deal with your finances immediately undermines this process. The persons you say they have, they are Christians and an apology. They have sent a joint apology, Eleanor Hayes and Mr. Strauss. One of the reasons they are putting, let me read it to you, honorable members. It's dated the 15th of November, but it was received yesterday by the committee section, which was the 17th. Now, the third invitation. We would like to thank you for the invitation. It's like a wedding invitation or a party invitation, as the way in which they say. Regrettably, we have to apologize for our absence due to the following reasons. One, we only received the invitation on Monday the 14th. 2011, and due to the short notice, we could not arrange leave for our respective workplaces. Now, where are the minutes? When was the last meeting? 26th October, we were with you here. We took this decision that we want you back here on the 18th. Your people, whom you say are going to send the apology, are saying they received the notice on the 14th. Of November, which is that couple of days before today. That's the first reason they're putting forward. We don't know here who's fooling who, who's playing what game. 1.1 says Mrs. Eleanor Hayes is employed at the local high school, and the end of the year exams is in process, which make it impossible to take leave. Will you listen to this further down? Mr. South is a facilitator for Northwest University at OKIP, FET College, and the classes for the BS and honors students, as well as the program for school managers, starts on Friday, the 18th November 2011. Two, Ms. Jessica Strauss and Mr. Hiram Raymond were unemployed for more than 15 months, and Mr. Elton Wilson is currently still unemployed. Mrs. Eleanor Hayes receives a very low income at her present job. Due to our financial situation, we are not able to fund our trip to Cape Town and to pay for accommodation and meals. This is the second reason. The first reason was that Mrs. Hayes is at school and cannot get off. The second reason is that you don't have money to transport her. Okay? The same letter written by the same people is advancing different reasons for them not being here. Please take note of the following. One, Mrs. Eleanor Hayes worked for the Alaska Development Foundation from June 1997 till October 2004. She started at Namaqualand Development Agency as head of administration from 1st November 2004 and was retired on 7 April 2010. Two, Mr. Hiram Raymond worked for Alaska Development Foundation from August 2001 till October 2004. He started at Namaqualand Development Agency as head of finance from 1 November 2004 and was also retrenched on 7 April 2010. Three, Mr. Jesse Strauss, Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. Elton Wilson, Financial Officer, both started at Namaqualand Development in August 2005 and was also retrenched on 7 April 2010. But you're saying these are your financial officers, these are your CEOs. Here in the letter they say they were retrenched in April 2010. I don't know really. Four, we would like to stress the point that none of the above mentioned members worked for Alaska Development Foundation since November 2004. Furthermore, the day we left the building of Namaqualand Development Agency on the 7th of April 2010, all the documents like minutes, annual financial statement, reports, etc., were stored properly at the office. I don't know what that means. Are they still stored properly at the office? Because they're saying here they were stored properly at the office way back in 2010. Alaska Development Foundation was established by Alaska Mine in 1993 for the socio-economic upliftment of the Namaqualand community. Namaqualand Development, that's now 642. Namaqualand Development Agency was established by the Namaqua District Municipality in 2004 to assist PDI businesses. 6.3, the two entities are two separate entities and was funded by different funders, each has its own board of trustees to manage their operations respectively. We are looking forward to meet the committee when the issue of fuel, accommodation and meals are sorted out and the most suitable date is finalized. Signed by J.S. South, E.S.A., H.W. Raymond, E.E. Wilson. Those are the four people that seem to be.
Can you ask something when you want to speak to the accommodation?
Now, yes.
I just have a question, sir. Maybe my legal knowledge is not good enough. When you are in a board of trustees, do you also now become retrenched? Or what happens just for understanding, because the way they are wording it as well here is raising quite a few issues of doubt. And there's also a lot of taking advantage of the situation. I don't think they understand the seriousness of the whole process. So if we can just get an explanation in relation to that, because I think towards the end of this meeting, we'll definitely have a decision about this. The picture already given is already telling us that we are wasting our time. But if we could just get clarity as to what rules are what process do they follow in terms of deciding that this is a retrenchment? The word retrenchment to me seems very inappropriate. Perhaps there's an explanation to that. Thank you, Chair.
All right. Can you explain to us what's going on here, including that question?
Chair, my name is Chok. I think you read the letter, and I think that letter was specific. They raised who they are. First and foremost, we were not board members. For a member of the house, they weren't board members. The workers of Alaska and Namda. So just that clarification. If you must read that.
Yes. Then in that process, Ben Chair, in a follow-up article, how many other people were then retrenched out of the staff? Can you give us the actual numbers? Who was retrenched? Who resigned? And who's no longer right now? Whatever the case is, can you get that clarification as to what happened in that process and the numbers concerned?
At the moment, Namda and Alaska is still functioning. There's no staff member. So the people mentioned there are retrenched, and the previous staff members of Alaska Foundation have adopted into Namda. So at Alex Conservation, it's also at the moment not staff members. We are not operationally for, I think, two plus years. But I would like the other members to say
something. Are you saying both Namda and Alex are not functional?
That's correct, yes. Yeah. And the people is not working anymore for Namda or Alaska, they are in position in different places.
But who handles the assets of both Namda and ATR?
Chair, I think from the beginning, we told you that there was Alaska Foundation. Mm-hmm. Alaska Foundation was 50% after tax profit. Was a social arm of Alaska Mine with a government company. In 2005-2006, there was a request from the provincial government at the time to get rid of Alaska Trust. In terms of the process of the restitution process of Alaska itself, at that time I was the executive mayor. So my mandate was clear to go and demolish Alaska and create a new entity, the Maximum Development Agency, so that the mine of Alaska can be in private hands. That was my mandate. From my side, Frank Reinhardt, the Premier, and Akowale at the time. So that one entity, for now, there was one entity, Alaska Development Foundation, must be demolished at a certain point of time, could it create a new entity, a development agency, and that was Namda. So that now you have to understand why was they staff and some kind of what do you call it? Who was it going over from Alaska to the National Development Agency? So it was a mandate being executed. By this time, I think I tried to let you understand what was happening with Alaska Development Trust. Get rid of that 30% after tax profit of government mine entity, 10%. Shareholding in the new partner who was new partner in Namda. Namda has about 10%, and then you have to get an equity partner. That was the full thing.
You see, you say there was this Monday, and but you were established in terms of law. there is a trustee that is established here. And the process we are talking about seems to be outside of the law itself, the act that deals with trust, and it's also outside of the deed itself, the trustee. I don't know whether in your board you've taken a resolution, because the information you've given us here does not talk to that. You've given us the verbal information in terms of what has happened. But be that as it may, after this meeting, the meeting with you, we did our own independent investigation. And we came across quite an exciting information. Once you plead that ADF is no longer there, it's not functioning, NAMDA is get a name according to you, you have investments that are out there that you have made. We want you to tell us how much are those investments, in which portfolios are they? Because your financial statements don't tell us that. We also wanted your audited financial statements, which you have not got. That's one. Two, we have information here of the income distribution. That runs up to December 2010. And I'm sure it goes beyond. Where it indicates the carats of diamonds that were produced, because you are in agreement with Alescom in terms of contract arrangements. Is that not the case? Where the gross income would be determined. Alescom would receive a particular amount in terms of the split arrangement. Kharif, do you know Kharif? Kharif would receive a particular amount, ADF would receive a particular amount. For instance, in March 2009, you received, let's say for the year of 2009, you received 6.1 million rand as ADF. And you are saying to us, you closed shop way back in what, 2004, when you were given the mandate. Then I don't know what year. You will tell us what year did you close shop and transfer to NAMDA. But in terms of records we have, you've received 6.1 million rand. This is over and above the 18.5 million rand that you were given by Alescom since your establishment in 1993 up to a particular point. Don't press that thing. You'll have to call down. You see? We're dealing with a very serious matter here. So, your temper is not going to assist you at all. In year 2010, up to December 2010, you received in excess of 900,000 as Alescom Development Foundation in the same arena where the carats of diamonds that have been produced would stipulate the gross income of those cars, the amount that goes to Alesco, the amount that goes to Kharif, and the amount that goes to you as ADF. We don't understand this thing that you closed. The other piece of information that runs also up to December 2010, the heading here is Berekenen van Bedraaie Dier Kharif. And the certain on the car for Gerdach. And the page is 21. Then it gives you the date, it gives you fact Alex Koch, it gives you 40% certain, it gives you 60% Kharif, on pump here certain, and the balance on Kharif, and then the first thing is Gerdach, here Kharif, and on Kharif. Gives you these differences. Now this also runs up to December 2010. And I'm sure it goes beyond, because that arrangement is still standing. So when you deal with us on this matter, you must just be very upfront, honest, and truthful. Because we're not going to let this matter just go away like that. We want to know what happened to the 18.5 million rand paid to you by a state mining company, Alexco, on behalf of the beneficiaries in Namakwa. And then here again, we're picking up new information that says that the funds have not dried up. Are you with us, Mr. Chairperson? Can you tell us exactly what's going on? Do you understand the figures that I'm quoting here? Can you explain what is going on?
Chair, I just want to check from you because from my knowledge, that we submit information to the committee. And I'm of the view to say that you and that's my view on it, is that as we present you that information, from now on we don't want to engage like this. You must put us these questions from the company to on people. Because I don't understand. Because when I enter here, it has not been outlined what is my constitutional right in this meeting. You see? So I don't want to engage anymore in terms of answering questions for my team now and something that the information which you want to get from us, you must be formally attention.
Clearly you don't understand where you are.
Yeah.
You think you are in a street somewhere.
Yeah.
In the Northern Cape. We've subpoenaed you to be here. That's the first constitutional obligation you have. In terms of the constitution, we have a right to call anybody at parliament, any institution, to come before us and answer questions under oath. You didn't want to come. We had to go through the process of subpoenaing you, which means it's the first legal step that must indicate the seriousness of this process. You can't tell us about communicating to you in writing. If you are not giving us information correctly, we have our own research work that we're doing about you. And we have a right to do that. We have a right to do that. So if you're not telling us the truth, you must just understand that you are in the highest institution in the land. And you can't come and engage us here on us engaging you formally. What formal do you want? Because here we've called you in terms of the constitution of the country, and that will set to you, bring us the information, all information you have. This piece of information you didn't bring to us. We are indicating to you that when you say to us that you have got financial difficulties, when you say to us that you have closed shop, the documents are indicating something different. But I was asking this question from the chairperson. Please respond. Of ABF. I'm asking this question, Mr. Lonfa, from the chairperson of ABF. She must respond first.
Chairperson, ABF, like I said, was adopted into NAMDA. At that stage, there was nothing in there.
Okay. I think we've got a position. We've got a position. Opposing trade. If this committee, in terms of you are the president of the constitution of the country,
can you respect this process? The chairperson of ADF is talking to us, responding to our question. You will get your 10. I don't care what your position is, but let us allow us to handle this. You're not going to come and tell us how to run our meeting. We must tell you that upfront. So we're asking the question from the chairperson, who we take it is the leader of this delegation. She must respond to this information. If you want to see this document, we'll give you so that you can have some. Please respond to us.
Chairperson,
yes.
Thank you for
Number. Are you saying the
separation
of numbers?
That's
abused, even as the Namda Panisha statement.
Look, I just want to put it straight on record. The first time, when this practice, you first Sapuna electrical. So I was never been Sapuna. I come here after the meeting they have at the practice of electrical on the portfolio committee. So therefore I ask you humbly to outline what is my constitutional right, because I don't understand what is going on. Because the other thing also I don't understand is the way you engage with that. Seems like we are pending. We are not pending. We have our constitutional rights. And my constitutional right, I understand it is at any forum, I must also have someone who must protect my rights. Because the way you are treating us, you're treating us as if like we don't have constitutional rights. Therefore, my humble request to you is, we give forward you the necessary information. So from now on, I can't engage with you on this level. All the one from if you want information from Namda, that put it in writing and we will respond accordingly. Because I can't be interrogated like this. Thank you.
It seems that seeing you don't understand where I go to.
Yes, that's correct.
No, don't dialogue with that. You seem to misunderstand your constitutional rights. You have constitutional obligations as well. When we communicated with you, we didn't know about Namda. ADF, when they were here, alerted us to you as Namda, as the new body where the assets of ADF were transferred to. And then we then said, bring Namda. Because also what we discovered was that trustees of ALCO, as you hear now, some of them are also in Namda. The letter we wrote to you, what I will say, is here. You said your name is what? Ruben Tuse.
No, my name is Lapos Van Roy.
Van Roy, okay.
Yes.
But the letter which was addressed to a number of trustees of ALCO and Namda, the names were given by them of trustees of Namda: Ellen Daly, Lucas Van Roy, and that's you. Herb Marman, Beverly Prince, Joshua Lospa, Ruben Clute, then the official. Jesse Strauss, Elton Wilson, Raymond Hayes. It says, invitation to the briefing on the operations governance structure and audited financial statements of the ALCO Development Foundation. And I think here, the letter is addressed to both ALCO and Namda. And it says, it reads, the Portfolio Committee of Mineral Resources cordially invites the chairperson of the ALCO Development Foundation and the Namakwa Development Agency, together with their trustees, chief executive officers, chief financial officers, and all other officers mentioned above, to come and brief the committee, firstly, on the operation, secondly, on the governance structure, who are you in terms of your board and all the other board, and thirdly, the audited financial statement of the ADF from its inception today. You are invited to come on this day, the 18th, and then so forth. Now, you can't come here after receiving the letter, which is dated 10 October, and say you don't understand why are you here. What is your constitutional mandate? You don't know what is your constitutional right when you are here. In writing, we said to you, we want these three things from you. Now, in giving us the information, we have not received the audited financial statements from you. All we got are some of the information pertaining to the disbursement of funds, but we wanted to to receive all the financial statements. You're giving us the names of people through which the money has been paid in terms of batteries and so forth. We are looking for this information. Now, in you giving us this information independently as the Portfolio Committee of Parliament, we've undertaken our own research. And we are not denying this information. The chairperson of ADF says, no, these monies are there, but these monies out of this network of mine are now going to NAMDA. What we wanted you to confirm is that, yes, these transactions are taking place in between NAMDA and Kharif and Aleppo. Instead of you going way wide in terms of talking about the constitutional rights, because you are handling public money. This money comes from a public company called Aleppo, which is owned by government. And this money is on behalf of the people that you represent. And indeed, we want to know more. How are you handling this money? And are you handling them to the benefit of the people? Because when we were in Namakwaland, for example, people were telling us clearly and open that they don't see their money. What is it that it does? And it's our duty, it's our public obligation to find out what is happening. So that is your constitutional obligation, that you account to us in terms of what our event is doing. And let me tell you, you know, in a very nice but straightforward manner. The matter here is not ending here. You've got judicial duties as trustees. You are also liable to be held personally liable. In the instance where what we discover and find is not in line with what is expected of you. But also, you are obliged to tell Parliament everything and everything pertaining to what we are looking for. Nothing can be hidden from us. Neither can you lie to us. You can't mislead us. You have got no right to mislead us. Because if you do that, you will be then guilty of perjury. That's part of what Constitution says. So when we engage you at this level, we want to really take hand with you. And we are annoyed, and let me not hide it. The fact that we called on ADF to come through several times and they ignored us. And only when we took a legal step of subpoenaing, then they come. But it's not only ADF that is a task that is operational there. We met other tasks. There's NDFT, there's a task that is run under Kumba. We've met them. We've asked them to come before us, they did come. But once we sense that there is one institution that is resisting or refusing to obey that lawful instruction, we've got right as Parliament to take steps, and 10 steps for that matter. One step is the one that was taken of subpoena. I had hoped and I prayed, you know, that you won't come after subpoena. Then I was already beginning to visualize how you come here. Because it doesn't end there. That subpoena meant that if you don't come here, you will come here via the gate. That's straightforward as the matters are. And I'm reminding you that you have got judicial duties in terms of law. When you accept the position of being a trustee, you are in a position of trust. And therefore, you would need to be as open as possible in terms of the information that you share with authorities like ourselves. And that you don't mislead us in any way whatsoever. Now, I understand when you say that you did not understand that you must bring this. But this is financial information that we are expecting from NAMDA. Because you said all this money is now going to NAMDA. Now I'm asking NAMDA, do you have your audited financial statement there that ran up to 2010? Did you give us that information? Are you translating? What is the translation? Because it might well be that. Are you? Okay. So NAMDA, have you got audited financial statements that run from the time of your inception up to now?
I will you outline particularly what is my complications and my responsibilities and all that stuff. That's things that I learned from now, here now. Because I can't engage in or answer things. Therefore, as I said to them, that I want to make much of someone who's present to protect my constitutional rights. And I plead to you, said, look, all incumbents, we want to cooperate with you. We want you to each and every incumbent that you want. But what I am in request for now is just for now to say that the information which you need, you can just put it on paper so that everyone will respond to the calling. Because I consider that I can also bring someone, and then like a lawyer to protect me if it's right. Because when I started doing it, I don't know what is going on, but seriously.
Did you receive this letter that I just read? Did you receive the letter that was addressed to you from us?
Yes, sir.
Now, what do you say? You don't know what is expected of you. Where's that information that you want?
Sir, as I stated clearly again to you now, that information is for us, but we don't have information now. The only way you can get that is tell us what information, do you need. We can take them and respond accordingly.
You see, I read you a letter, and I asked you, did you receive the letter? Your answer is yes. The letter says, bring information report about your government structure, bring information about your operations, bring information about your audited financial statement. Did you read that letter, which is addressed also personally to you? That's Mr. Conroy. Did you read it?
Sir, I did not read the permit thoroughly.
The honourable members, please. Did we have the person from legal? Are you calling from legal services?
Yes.
Advocate.
Vanara.
Yes. Okay. I hope you are listening and you are taking the necessary notes. You know. Honourable Milan.
I don't know, it looks like she's going to continue moving in seconds. One, on several attempts, with the powers also invested in us as well, with our own rights as well, have attempted several times to humble ourselves, to at least like calling the AGF, in fact, both the AGF and NAMDA, to try and reach a compromise where at least the whole process is actually resolved amicably. We've tried on several attempts to specifically request, because we could see that they are having difficulty in trying to explain themselves when it comes to their financial status and their financial statements, for them to please ensure that they can't exist with somebody who handles the finances, who is particularly their chief financial officer. On two attempts, they didn't bring that person or those people. We then requested that please make sure that they still come. I think about three times we attempted that let's humble ourselves to them and let them bring these people so that when we do engage, there's sufficient evidence, the sufficient backup documents, the sufficient everything from both sides, especially yourself. Now we get a scenario where the issues are even worse off. After us also getting several legal advice in terms of what route we could take, which I think would be a much harsher route at the end of the day. But still, even today, this morning, we see a situation of undermining. So, Chairperson, I don't know. The bottom line is that there's been a gross violation of the way funds have been handled in terms of your role as the Board of Trustees, whether it be NAMDA or ADF, in terms of the PFMA, the Public Finance Management Act. There's also been a violation in terms of their relationship with ALEXCO, being a public entity, as well as the fact that the Minister of Public Enterprise
is actually a shareholder in the Electric Limited in terms of Section 4.3 as stated in the Electro Limited Act of 1994. Chairperson, furthermore, there's a dispute between themselves, Electro Limited and ADF. Furthermore, there's a gap of the continued saga that you are having of the financial statements of about 6 years from 2006 that are outstanding. And we keep on giving this information out of them. We continue not to get that information. There's an issue that the tax property of ADT from inception was about 6.5, which was paid by Electro Limited, which is public funds. There's still no sufficient explanation from their side. There's a lot more, Chair. The bottom line is that we are not getting the information. We are just not getting the information as we should. I think we should go and conclude that we must recommend that there must be a termination of the tax. And legal processes must take their toll. Because it's obvious that we are again going to be saying, that they are not able to give us the relevant information, and we've got questions here. And as far as even asking if they are funding any other organizations, to try and understand that how do you manage to find organizations or other parties or whatever the case might be, how do they manage to fund those when they're having the difficulties that they're having, and when they're claiming that they're not operational? There's some processes that indicate that funding is there, funding continues to go out. So I don't see us reaching a conclusion, and I make up a conclusion to say we are going to resolve anything in this platform. Let it go, or let it be a recommendation, even to public enterprise and DMI, as a regulatory body, to say that the legal processes take over because that public entity has been abused. Thank you, Chair.
The playing field is unfair. You've got a legal representative between yourself. We don't have. As we said we'll give you all the information. If you need any more information, send us in writing what you want. We'll respond to it, and we willingly want to respond to it. So I think that is our position. I'll send that to you.
We have been communicating with you in writing, and there's nothing that has been verbal between us and you. I don't phone you. I don't have your phone number. But let me hear the views of the other members so that we can see where we're going. Any other views? Honorable Mare?
Chairperson, I think it was quite clear at the previous committee meeting that we requested specifically, and it was referred from my side, that the CSO of both institutions must be present. And the word was quite clear, they must be present, and we actually specifically asked the trustees in front of us that we need audited financial statements. Because there's a few questions I still want to ask, and I would like to know from the chairperson of NAMDA to read the deal or knowledge at this point in time, what is the actual balance in form of investment in NAMDA? I want to know as to that, what is the view of the patient director as the chairperson of NAMDA, what is the balance of the investment in NAMDA's name? Furthermore, I want to know, there was a property bought by the AEX to an amount of $3,040,000. To know what that property bought, it was a violation of the Act of the Trust Act that you're not allowed to do that. And then the Kimberley Court actually instructed you that the transaction must be reversed and must be done in 90 days. It didn't happen. It happened after that period. So what in effect happened, that there was interest on that amount, that actually is the responsibility
May I interrupt you?
Yes.
I see you don't have your things on your ear. Do you follow the present English?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I just want to be sure about that. You've got a translator here. These matters that are raised are very serious. Continue on over them.
Thank you, sir. The day was interest actually on this pre-building and put it open. The occurred because of the power transaction, that's actually the responsibility of the Indra's seed. Because actually, if you read it, you would at least receive some form of interest on this money. Then you go the route and you bought some property that you're not allowed to do. Then the trust transaction has to be reversed by court. And at the end of the day, I want to know what is going to happen with this interest that is due.
Chair, for the order of this.
No. Not why you must understand where you are.
But, Chair,
you raise your hand, Chair,
but
and I allow you to speak.
There is total wrong information that
you raise your hand and I allow you to speak. I'll call security to lock you up.
But that belongs to us. Just
allow us to do our
work. But we are talking about
After you finish, then you raise your hand and you ask the question. You're not going to come here with a very serious attitude like that. You must understand where you are. I don't care who you think you are. You are in Parliament here. You are at our invitation here. Allow us to conduct our meeting in processes that are legal. And if you don't, we're going to help you in the manner in which you wish to be held. In fact, we've subpoenaed you to be here. We won't shy away to do that again. So allow this honorable member to ask you questions, and you answer questions. If you don't understand, you ask us to clarify the questions to you. You're not going to come here and simply interject. You're not a member of this parliament. Please continue on as a member.
Thank you, Chairperson. So I just put a question forward. Firstly, in the case of the Chairperson of Nanda, if he can answer me on that, what is his view and what is the present balance of Nanda, as far as the balance is in the bank and what's the balance on all the investments, and they can maybe, as I said now, enlighten us on this transaction of property that was going to be bought, and then the court actually reversed the transaction and there was the interest on this amount. Furthermore, I will give my final view on this whole process at the end of when we've done with all the questions from all the members. Thank you, sir.
Did you understand the information, Mr. Conroy?
Yes, Chair, I did understand, but I previously informed you that I can't. You can laugh at that. It's fine. What I said, let me get my legal lawyer with me to answer the question. I can't interrogate me here. Please, I beg you, Chairperson.
You are the Chairperson of Lambda. The question is, what is the current status of investment in Lambda? What is the balance? How much have you invested where in Lambda? Can you answer that? Because as a trustee, that's your decision. It's not the lawyer's decision. It's your decision as trustee to invest. And where to invest and how much to invest. So just answer the question from the honorable member so that we move on to the other aspect of the question. If you want legal opinion on the other aspect of the court order, then fine. I think we can engage you on that. But answer this one. These investments that you have in Lambda, how much are they and where are they?
I don't know what I said that I will not talk independently of my lawyer. I can't talk like this. Thank you, sir.
Are you refusing to answer questions to us?
No, sir.
We are not asking questions from your lawyer. We are asking questions from you as a trustee. Do you refuse to answer the questions?
No, sir.
Please answer.
I don't know.
No. How long have you been a trustee?
I've been a trustee from 2008.
How long have you been a chairperson?
From 2008.
What are your duties then as a trustee and as a chairperson? Who handles the investment? Is it the trust? Is it the trustees or is it somebody else? Who handles the investment of the trust?
It's the trust.
The trust is?
Yes.
And you're one of those trustees.
Exactly.
Can you answer us, please?
I said, I don't know.
What is it that you don't know?
In terms of the investment, how much investment in dollars coming in?
Do you look at your annual statement? Income and expenditure statement? Extracting all?
Yes, sir, but I don't know what it is.
Who else is a trustee from NAMDA? If the chairperson doesn't know?
Since 2009.
But you hear that the money that flow to ADF was transferred to you. To who are they if you are not functioning? Since 2009.
Therefore, I think the proper person must be there in the CFO, the CFO to account for that.
The CFO that you said was the trench?
Yes, but it was later, at 2010.
You were retrenched in 2010.
That's correct, sir.
So you have no CFO now?
That's correct, sir.
Who handles your finances?
No, but there's no money. There's no money now.
What happened to the bank account? Is the bank account still open?
The bank account, yes, but it's not, there's no money in the bank account.
But it's still public, the bank account is still open?
Yes, it's open money.
Okay, so the money is that coming from the first work of mine, where do they go? In your understanding?
As I said, we have a long time on the meeting, so I don't know what it
is. When last did you have a meeting? I think we do. When last did you have a meeting?
2009.
So the whole of 2010, you were told meeting?
No, sir.
So this amount that is said to have been transferred here, of 2010 alone of about what? $700,000. You are not aware of it, Mr. Van Rooyen?
No, sir.
You said to us that the money that are due to ADF are now being paid to pump to NAMDA.
Mm.
And here is NAMDA saying, no, we're not functioning. The bank account is there, but it's not functional. And this money, we don't know it's NAMDA. Where are they? So, can you clarify?
Until the point when the staff are still working, we pay the staff out of that money, and we are paying the electricity, the water, and all the operational staff was actually paid out of that money. So, the money was no longer. I'm not sure if it was official transfer directly to NAMDA or paid out of the electoral collection, but it was used for the purpose of NAMDA.
Chair, at this very point, would you then be able to give us a statement that indicates in terms of pay, of the exact amount that was paid, or refer us at least out of the documents that you've given us? Here are the documents that you have. Refer directly what you are saying, as of the time when you stopped operating, going backwards. These are the amounts that were used to pay staff. Because if you remember the last time you were here, you even indicated that you sold some cars and the building is not there anymore and whatever other story that you gave us the last time. Now, can you give us something that's in writing? Because we don't know what is proof and what is not proof anymore. what is accurate and what is not accurate anymore. Where would you refer us in the paperwork, the piles and piles of paper that you've given us, what you've just stated?
I can do that, but I never recall that they said
and they came here in their letter of apology.
that they were notified on the 14th of November, after the decision was taken in October, and the letter written to you on the 10th of October. So they were notified more than a month after there has been this communication. So was there a reason why you notified them on the 14th? So that they are not here today?
Chairperson, to answer that question, we informed, I think, two or three of them informed us until we waited for the letter and called the committee to concern on when can we expect that letter. And we received that letter, it was last Friday. I think, yeah, we received that letter and immediately we made contact with the people. The people, is not everybody sitting with us, really struggled to get them, but they were informed. And I can force them to come. I informed them, so I think the parliament must deal directly with that people, because they were informed about that. To come back, I really thought when we send the copy, that all of us sitting here will receive the copy. That was my fault. So I'm humble, sorry that we didn't bring that in. It's not that I'm playing games. I really thought that when the copies were made, that we will receive everybody a copy here.
The meeting that took place on the in October, the 26th,
yes,
took a decision with you present. Is that not the case?
Mm-hmm.
Now the question is, why would you notify those people late after that? Because the letter is just a mere confirmation, reconfirmation basically, of what was decided on in the meeting, in your presence. Because correspondence is just a mere, you know, we don't want them to play around with skeptics and and because they are quite dangerous. It's a continental thing, you see. When you deal with serious matters, you need to pay attention to those matters. And where are they? Before you, firstly, you have to account for money that went into it here. Whether you were not elected by them is immaterial. When you went in as trustee, there was a head over. You were taking over a going concern. So therefore, you remain accountable. Two is that there are monies that are currently flowing as we speak. For instance, if we ask Alesco to come here, if we ask, for instance, this mine, the Vegetable Corp, if, they will confirm this figure and show case that here are the transactions. And when we raise these transactions to you, you acknowledge that yes, these monies are flowing through, but you say they are going to NAMDA. And here NAMDA says, no, 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 we closed shop in 2009. There's no money. But yet, there are thousands and millions of rands that are going into, in here, according to here, is ADF. And ADF then transfers to NAMDA. So we want to understand, so your cooperation is more important than anything else. Let me tell you something. That we can take a decision here, which would hold you personally liable. I don't know if you understand that term. Personally liable. Because in terms of the law, you have fiduciary duties as trustees. When you accepted to be nominated and elected as a trustee, you were taking that responsibility. I mean, it's unheard of that Mr. Van Rooyen can come here as a chairperson of NAMDA and say to us, I don't know about the investment. To be bold and say to us as a trustee that I don't know. And when we ask who discusses financials of NAMDA, he agrees that it's trustees. Who is the leader of those trustees? It's him as a chairperson. Now, there seems to be a misunderstanding of, maybe you think that NAMDA will be held liable as NAMDA as a body. No. You will be held liable personally I want to re-stress this matter. Because when the time comes, I don't want a situation where you blame us of not having informed you of those constitutional obligations and rights, Mr. Van Rooyen. That in terms of law, as trustees, you are held also personally liable for anything that goes wrong in the trust. You can't account to us, which tells us that even people that you represent in that trust don't know what is going on. Because you are not able to account to us, you're not able to account to us. But you see, what is the worry to us is that you don't bring these financial people. Of course, we're expecting you to have people who are financial, you know, foodies, who handle these matters on your behalf. For instance, investment. You take decisions, there are people who implement those decisions. Are there your advisor who advised you on investment? CFO is there to make sure that your accounting is live. If you don't have a CFO, but the CFO who was there must account up to the period when they were there. That's why we wanted them here, so that we can then understand. For instance, also, I don't know if you have knowledge of an open organization called Mr. Van Rooyen, SAMAF, which is the South African Micro, with my four eyes, it's pretty, but corporation. Do you know SAMAF? Have you heard of SAMAF? In Namda. Do you know SAMAF? Okay. In terms of their own report on the investigations they've done way back in January 2009, they've issued a report already indicating that there are problems in Namda. Are you aware of that? Can you tell us, madam?
He took on the act with the CEO of SAMAF and he had regular discussions with him.
You what?
Sorry?
You interact with them?
Yeah, with SAMAF people. On the matters of Namda and the loans and so forth.
And as well. Yeah. Okay, and what is the final situation now? Or is he interacting with them?
So it's Namda, some of Namda Pitiwa is also close business. But Ricardo of Kimberley did interact with us, I think it's early in the year, and then we didn't hear anything about it. It's just as Namda, the people loaned the money, but it didn't pay back anything.
So the people who loaned the money are the trustees that have loaned the money as well?
Maybe I can recall anything.
What kind of people that loan money from them?
They're ordinary people, the community, like Namapa.
How much is that? You know how much is owed to Namda? In terms of the loan?
I don't know.
But it's a huge amount.
Yeah.
I
think Mr.
Lofa
will know what
the amount. What is that amount, Mr.
Lofa?
Do you know?
Oh, sorry, sir. Yeah, exactly what you see. The amount that was here for training and I was in about the small room to put them out. We went directly to the amount.
What was the record?
Yeah. I think the record is amount that the natural deal was other than the new one. And the Alakumi, as you have been at the first time, in fact, I even mentioned the lawyers, but from the cover of the town.
Yes, madam.
What happens between 4 million and 5 million if you pay out for now? Cross the amount, you pay out there. But you do have proof of everybody who gets a loan and the agreement as well.
But, Chairperson, this is the one minute they say they don't operate anymore. The next minute they're asking questions like, now we hear that the papers that I kept, is there any papers that have been held back from us? Because it sounds like Mr. Lofter says they've got all the proof, but we don't have these papers. And if we don't have these papers, what exactly is going on? Are they operating? Are they not operating? Who do they account to? How do they operate? there's a lot of discrepancies that's going on here. It almost looks as if it was intentional for you guys to tell yourself that you're actually not going to hold any paper or answer us on paper, because even the last time we had the meeting, we so nicely spoke to each other that you don't leave the CFOs behind, you don't leave any information behind, and you're nicely obliged to let each to that. But now we're going all backwards now. We are repeating exactly what we did in the last meeting and the previous meeting, where there are gaps, continuous gaps. I think they must be dissolved.
We're talking about two different numbers, number 51. I spoke on behalf of the number 51 that we do have all the proofs, and that's what the photographer also said. The fact that there are some paper cuts here, we can provide it. That one needs to be ruled, madam. I explain on behalf of people.
With the sincerest apologies, because every reason why we did at this point in time, because it's come to a point where we're actually becoming a fool now. We're busy playing games. How many times haven't you promised that you'll bring the document? How many times have you consented to yourself that you'll definitely bring everything that is needed by us? And now every time we must sit here and waste taxpayers' money on every single meeting, and you complaining that you can't afford to come here, but continue to carry on with your stories that you're not operating and the next minute you're operating.
Honorable, your head is wrong.
Thank you very much. Sorry for arriving late. I had to take my daughter to the hospital. I just got a few questions for clarity here. I see that the trust don't have the CFO because it was told very late. I just wanted to check to who is responsible in the fund for the trust at the moment in the absence of the CFO. And then I heard that the trust actually has not been found since 2009, and yet I hear that the fee is low for the moment. These money that is coming to set the club at the moment from the information that we get, but the loans are being issued out to the members of the community. I just wanted to check the one that is responsible for that, and then also get the indication if they send a record to them. Because the reason why I'm asking that is because you see, if you are entering public funds in your own account and you don't have any form of document to put to the parliament, the thing is that you might be paid. So you must realize the stress of this. I just wanted to say who's handling the money at the moment.
Who's ADF and NAMDA? Who's handling the money of ADF?
At this moment of time, there isn't any money. There's only, I think, $1,000 in your account that I'm aware of. There's only $1,000 in your account that I'm aware of. The other account is closed. Only one account operating. There is a lot of money lying at Alex Goldman that we didn't receive. Some of that was not money. But there really is a lot of other trust, I think, and also counts of some good.
Thank you.
The number, there's no money, you know.
Thank you very much. At first, I was frustrated, but I think as Parliament, we need to steer this ship forward a certain point. What I want to make clear to these trustees is that from ADF, whether it's operational or non-operational, we want to know what happens there. what happened to those investments, not AGF, what happened to those properties and all that? In our last interaction, madam, you said when you transferred to NAMDA, there was a small amount of money, I think it was 900,000, something like that, I can't remember, but that's immaterial. You transferred yourself into NAMDA from Alexco Development Foundation. So that responsibility carried over to NAMDA. There's no reason why we cannot follow NAMDA, therefore. No reason at all. Now you are transferring yourselves now to a PTY LTD, another formation. You were saying, what is it? Summer. Huh?
No,
NAMDA. NAMDA PTY. Yes, that kind, that thing. Now all you are doing, you are recycling yourself. All this information lies with all of you. As the chairperson was saying, you are collectively and individually responsible for everything, starting from Aleppo. You can't say, no, we closed shop in Aleppo, it's no more functional. Once we trace your name in that trust, you are in for it. You've got to answer that truth. So that thing must be clear to you. And perhaps this attitude of saying our position is that we're bringing no paper and we respond to no questions, it's not going to play at this point, because what we need is to get answers, because you are handling public money. That was public money. It was not a father shop money. It was public money that you were handling, and therefore you have to account for it. That one should be clear. I don't know, Chairperson, whether with the information that we have, we cannot further check on the investment that these trusts were engaged in. Taking that, being legally advised by Parliament, so far as that is concerned, so that we look at how possible that we can extract information from these trustees individually and collectively. I think we need to look at that option. Having investigated about the property, the money that was transferred from this formation to that formation, we look at the possibility of getting answers from them. Because it is not on that we will be told today, Alexco Development Fund is closed. We have opened ourselves into bidding NAMDA. No, NAMDA is not operative any longer. We have opened ourselves into something else. Yeah. Now we will go back, Chairperson, into the founding document of this trust to establish whether these trustees, when they were dissolving one trust and moving to another, they appeared to the trustees. You know? Because that's where it should be going now. Whether there was any breach of the founding principles when they moved from Alexco Foundation into NAMDA, and from NAMDA into something else, into the PTY. I think that is what we need to do as Parliament. If voluntarily, individually or collectively, they would want to assist us with information, they can do that, but we are able to get information. from either these entities that they were interacting with and to investigation. Thank you, Chairperson.
Do you want to respond to that? Honourable Murray?
Thank you, Chairperson. I think that for clarity purpose, then if I can be in the same place as you, I want to direct the question to Mr. Lockford. He indicated at the beginning of the meeting that he's also a director. Is that correct?
Yeah, Chairperson is the board member.
Now, I want to know now, some symptoms first from the first company to the second to Nanda. Did you make an investment or did you lend money to a small micro-loan company or did you establish it yourself that lent money to various people to gain interest? Is that the way you structured that? Give me that picture that I understand you that far.
I think members of parliament are referred to as honourable members, not chief.
No, can you excuse me, Tom? Sorry, my language. Honourable members.
I just want an indication. Money is given to ADF and then money is transferred to NAMDA. Is that correct? Now we're talking about round about 2 chairpersons who indicated ADF of an amount between 4 and 5 million that is still outstanding is in the form of loans to people. Is that correct? That's the understanding. Now that loan, is that owned to the third company or institution? And if you link as NAMDA the money to that institution that lent it out at a certain interest rate to gain income from that, is that the way it's been structured?
Honourable Member, we established NAMDA PTY while NAMDA was still functioning when we interact with Hamas. One of the things was that we have to be a company so that they can pull money in.
So actually the money of NAMDA has now been transferred to the PTY Limited company and you actually then linked the money to the fourth actor, that is now fourth institution, to put it that way, to link the money out. Tom, what is their name?
Could he answer, sir? I'll never put his name. We applied to lend the money out from NAMDA side. We structured NAMDA where we loan people up to 250,000 rand with a 6% interest. But the idea was because our SME doesn't get loans easily from the bank, that's the reason why NAMDA is established. So that NAMDA can support the SMEs with the financial support. So it was structured with the loan amount from a small amount up to the amount to plus minus 250 and with 6% interest. At the moment, the money if I said we transfer only about close to 900,000 to NAMDA. That means where does the 5 million that is spoke of come from? That's the issue. We received 10 million from NDFT, the Namakwa Diamond Fund Trust. 10 million for the loan. We lent about, plus minus, let's say 5 million plus for loans. We paid 2 million plus for the virtual cop equipment, the mine equipment, we call it in agriculture, the plant. We pay 2 million something for that plant.
That brings you up to plus minus 7 plus 3. And the rest was used as operational money in your office for the past year. And that number of the service at the moment, only one person is spending back. And that thousand that they spoke about earlier is the money that was left from the person that is spending back. The rest is not spending back.
Just once again, such follow up, just that part that you just explained on those money, those amounts from the 10N. Where is that recorded? Is it from the paperwork that we've got already, or is it elsewhere? And where the elsewhere is, with who is it?
If I
just
send information about the Erasco Foundation. I think there is three financial statements of Namda that was sent. I didn't go and look for all the Namda information, but there in the presentation and in the document that was filled out, that we made the presentation to the NDFC how that money was used. And there is the record, but on that case, I really think the chairperson of Namda must receive that, but it is there.
Chairperson, can the secretary just issue a lot of documents that are there from part of the information? Can the chair just give us how that she can refer?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Mara, you are still on the platform.
In my view, to summarize now, the 5 million, it is contracted loans to people who even need the occupation be in the community. So you have actually dividends of worth 5 million, and there's contract in place at the interest rate of 15% that those people must pay back to you. Okay. Of whom you say, it is only one person paying back at this point in time.
Yeah, previously there was about 2-3 people that started spending, but then they saw that the people that didn't pay, so why not I pay? So that people who felt in the beginning they must know, and at the moment it's only the one that they pay.
So there's a legal responsibility, because you've got contract in place that people must pay back. So no one is following it up at this point in time. Who is following it up?
No one is following it up, honourable member, but we did send the letters to the lawyer to follow up. Who was that lawyer? The answer came from Springbok. I think we sent that paper to
A question on the following. So we've got trustees of ADS, we've got trustees of Namda, we've got directors of the P2Y Limited, is that correct? When last did the directors of the P2Y Limited and the trustees, separately now, of Namda and the trustees of ADS received remuneration?
The terms as the practice of Namda, we didn't receive any remuneration.
Okay.
Okay.
Any other questions?
No, thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
Then
the directors and people of the
PTY
Limited, what
is guided? It is paid also transport money, not anything.
Honourable member, can I come in there? There was no membership money paid out. And it was only from PTY side, only the people who stayed far that received better money. That's all. There was never money paid out to the directors member. from my son.
Okay, so I want to get clarity on what legally wise money that we can get back in a certain an inverted comma. So we're talking about around about 5 million that's been given to different people and companies and SMEs and NGOs in the forms of loans at 6% interest rate. So you've got a contract, so those people could legally be bound to pay it back. Is that the only investment that we could actually get back, that 5 million, or is there any other investment that you can enlighten on?
Honourable Member, I first want to have the clarity of that 3 million of the one that you mentioned, because I can't recall that one. Please, I can get clarity about what is that all about.
We'll provide you with a document that you can respond on. I first want to answer about the 5 million club.
The 5 million
club. Yes,
the
5 million
club.
Loans which we provide to the SMEs.
My answer is the following. I don't know with the 5 million. I'm asked, is there any other form of investment that you've got separate from the 5 million you're talking about?
The other form of investment that I can recall, I know in the beginning there was I saw investments on paper when I started the Kellogg Corporation. The only one that I can recall was the 70,000. That was overseas investment, and it was done by the CEO of NAMDA, Mr. Jesse Strauss. But he recalled, he followed up on that investment, but he could never get clarity what happened to that money. But that's the one I can recall that it's fresh in the mind.
Okay, so we have now
5
million and 70,000 rand.
No. Chairperson, I, honourable member, that is different thing. Then it comes to the 10 million tax rate. It was 5 plus minus for loans. Then I said, we brought that at full cost equipment to the revenue to 7,000 or something. And then I said the rest was used for operational issues for the number. It was operational stuff, and it was not for 1 year, it was for more than two, close to 3 years.
What I want to establish is, I don't want to talk only about the 10 million right now. I want to know if the above that, is there any other investment to all of you sitting here in front of me now, with your knowledge of any other investment, including those 70,000 rand and 5 million and 2 million now as equipment. Any other investments to your knowledge, which is still at hand?
Thanks, can I ask something? That is includes property law. Alright. Now, we've got a building in Springbok, it's about, I think, 1 million. That's one of 1 million. I'm not sure about the duration of the building, but we've got a building, yeah. That's in Springbok. Yeah.
We do have a lot of resources there, like of papers, your chairs, your tables as well. That is also a lot of money that is in there. For the other thing. The other money is the sum of money that the sum sent out for loans, the PTY loans. That is also, that was not that much, but we keep the money in transfer. There's still 4.1 million left on that PTY that was sent back to them, because we didn't finish the first round. So that money, they never give us that money, because we were still working on the first phase. The first phase, I think, was about 1.5 for staff capacity and for the loan. But for that loan and for the number loan, we do have all the paperwork.
Has any loans ever been made to staff or personnel?
From NAMDA side, I don't think there was loans.
But the 51 gives the option. The 51 gives the option that the board member can claim or can apply for a loan. And the staff members can apply for a loan, the 51. It was in the first week of the 51. I personally applied for a loan for, I think it was 10,000 rand. I applied for that. And the paper was mistaken.
You said you got a loan. Other board members here, can I just hear from them if they make any loan to the P2I limit and what is the loan?
I am very but there is one in mine and the 10,000. There is one in mine and 10,000.
Each have alone. Okay. The other two speak for themselves. No, I don't have. No, I don't have.
He's not
actually in. Press the data. I was not a board member. So I ended this election. So I didn't have anything to do with
But I think also one of the parliament members that got the loan was I think Baliso, not Baliso at the time. Marian Baliso.
What about that?
I think they were also alone at the time. Mm-hmm. I think they were contracted at Volkhat, bridge, yeah, the name of that bridge, and good, my loan was a company at the time.
I'm not
sure, Chief. I don't remember. Sorry for
that.
So, from the side, no loan to me. Only from the 51.
What are the terms of bursary to the actually, because I got a list of all the bursaries, what are the terms of the bursary?
I think it was 15 million in total. 15 million, and I think there was two projects about 3 million to 2, 3 million, I think. But there's also another thing, Chief. I've got difficulty with it. There's two things. One is the royalties of Allah the Cost, 18 million. The other one, we as Alasport Development Trust were contracted on the mine. So we got royalties, and then the other one, we were contracted like a miner, we're mining some diamonds and so on. I think I have to give that clarity to you.
I just come back to the basics. Yeah. And the
Is it a bursary that is a bursary that has to be paid back? That's it, that's how it works. And the study now, how does that work? Our foundation was the social arm of the Arab School 51 loan. So our purpose was, our main objective is to make sure that the students of the local activities or study loans, and then small businesses, which you can just be out. And then the social responsibility, like the infrastructure, the projects and stuff. So bursaries was never paid back. I can recall there was one year that we pay up to 1.2 million for bursaries. We needed student loans that was also for students. We asked them to pay back. But then again, some of them can only pay a 50 rand, the other 100 rand. But we didn't expect if they can't pay back and they have proceeded to study, then it was fine.
Yeah.
service and health check, and then we like in the, you must come and do community service in hospitals and clinics and so on, schools and so on.
So was there any form of follow-up if you make a study loan and the person has to pay back after he or she qualifies and starts working as an individual to pay back the loan? And they want to separate the loans from universities now. Do these paybacks pay back that loan when they start working?
There was cases where people completed their study and paid back. But like I said, they doesn't pay back in thousands of times. They pay back as what they can afford to pay back. So some of them did pay back. I really don't know what is the exact amount that they pay back. But the students, some of them pay back. But that comes from 1994 onwards. So there is some of them that pay back. But not everybody pays back. And some of them come to us and explain to us, I can't afford to pay my loan back. Some of them, normally it was the mother or the father that tried to pay back. And then suddenly they come and the students try to pay back. But it wasn't that critical that one. But a bursary is like for free.
Alright. Can we go back to what Mr. Doctor tried to explain, that he said that the information that you must get, that came out so fast that you almost didn't get it. Can you go into detail with what you just said?
About the royalties.
Yeah.
Oh, what I'm saying is that the 18 million that you talk about was royalties. Yeah? It was money that was like in a decision from Parliament that said the 30% after tax profit must go to LSO development trust for the communities. The other thing that we go into was a contract with the mine. Because in terms of tax responsibilities, LSCO Development Trust didn't pay tax to government, in terms of the trust. But when you are in a business deal, then you have to pay tax. That's why we created this NAMDA entity. And NAMDA was actually doing business with the government in terms of the contract, but for copy.
Obviously, because there are loans that we hand out to communities, yourself as trustees, etc. Obviously, I know you also want some loans. How much do you owe? How much do you pay for all of you? And then how much do you pay back?
I think we have indicated 10,000. I think the only question that they need to answer is whether that was paid back.
It wasn't paid back because there was a stage that the remuneration that he was supposed to receive, we said no. And we pay for some of the stuff sometimes out of our own pocket, like now, for example. So we still, I didn't pay that money back. I didn't pay that because I thought I bring myself, and if there's something needed, then I pay. But it's not that they will excuse the fact that I have to pay back.
Alright. I think in the financial statement of Alexco Development Foundation, the audited one, there were trustee fees that were paid up to 2010. Those trustee fees. Now, what were they for? They were not for the transport that you attended.
I'm not a volunteer person. The trustee remuneration that we receive is for petrol. And then it was worked out. Sometimes if you're going out for day costs, like for your food. And then Petra will stay on kilometers. Petra will stay on kilometers. So it was, if you are sitting for a day of food, it was a 1,000 plus something. When we, there was a lot of times that there was good money, and then put in effort. So when money is coming in, then we release at least one day or 2 days money for the director, because most of them were coming in without any remuneration, and that was the fact. It is traceable that we didn't receive ongoing on a yearly basis that money. But some of the members, even Mr. Lofer and the previous member, even said, please let's stop the remuneration because there is the money for that. So only when we receive the money, then we said, okay, let's keep something up. Most of the time, it was for petrol and stuff. And the remuneration also included accommodation. If you come into Cape Town or elsewhere, and that included also accommodation. Petrol accommodation, food, and yeah.
That one, talking something. Mr. Lofa, you've raised quite an interesting information, which concerns the information they have. That there was this 18.5 million, whatever the figure is, in terms of the royalty that was changed. And I understand that there's some money that ADF is still owned by Alexco, which ISCO did not pay over to 30 million or so. I don't know whether I get that figure, whether it was in the last meeting when you mentioned that plus minus 30 million dollars is still open by ISCO. Those are matters that we're going to follow up. But from the 18.5 million that you have raised, can you recall what happened?
For the airport, sort it out, please.
Can you recall what happened to this 18.5 million? And whether within it there were no investments, in your recollection, in your understanding, that were made out of that? And two, confirm for us how much money did you receive in this contract arrangement? Here we have for 2009 about 6 million rand, for 2010 about 700,000 rand. Now, it's another matter where it goes, because you said it goes to another. But just to understand, in the 18.5, and that towards the end we need to talk about the 30 million that is owed to you as ADF. Because once you say you're not operating, but you didn't deal with it. Isn't that not the case?
Yeah.
It's still there. Officially there, even though there are no operations in your own or what you supply. We'll come back to the 30 million that you owe. Can you take us to the 30 million first, and then the money from the work of the...
Yeah, the 18 million, there was about of that 18 million. I think the first payment was made in 1993. At the first meeting, we didn't know how much was paid before it was before our time. I started in 1999. So there was 18 million. 15 of that million was the food for the first year. And there was a small food there. And then the rest was operational capital, I think.
You said 15 million was for
the Yeah. And then a small project. And I think in 2002, in terms of that financial statement, there was about 2 million left from there on. And then the other process was now the contract with Alcor to the money. I think the amount being owned to us as the trust of the community is 38 million. In the 2006, 2008,
yeah.
From what year to what year?
2006 to 2008.
So you say from the 18 million, 15 million went to conservation, and 2 million went to small business, and the remainder was what? Operation. No investment in operation, that took place here at that time.
Chair, I think there was investment at that time, but I think we withdraw the money when we need it. Yeah.
You are listed here as among the, I don't know whether to call it original trustees, trustees that there is here, of this trustees, but the trustees puts you, Mr. Harry, I don't know whether it's a Mr. or a Mr. Harry Bowen, Jacob, Kloten, Ruben Kloten, that's you, Johannes Link, Fred Amos Reinhardt, Ezra Jabez, Lenny Emilia Kluten, and then yourself, Joshua Lotka. Is this the first group of trustees? Second group, what year was it?
1995.
And the trust was established in 1993. Okay. Let's come back then, Mr. Rosso, to your best work of when was it concluded as you coming in as the contractor?
I think on the direction is what 2005 and started with the negotiation. 2005-2006.
Okay, 2005-2006. You don't know when did it start to work?
I'm not really sure. I think it was 2007, I guess, 2007.
Because the records we have here are 2007 to 2010, which means your recollection does occur. Do you know therefore the money then that came? Did it came, did it come to ADF? Was ADF in 2007 operational, or was it not?
What we did in terms of there was a negotiation process with the Alacor and then a number of process. So we decided the Alacor board not to demolish our EDF. There was in the negotiations itself, there was not the 30% after the tax offer. So we decided for that to get rid of that 30% after tax offer. And demolish Alacor so that the record of lane can continue. That was the mandate that I talked earlier. We received actually in terms of the negotiation 10% shareholding in the new mine. What do you call it? The partner come in. Okay. You got 10% of as Alacor trust. So that was the negotiation. Was this a process to like in get us our operational capital? I hope
so. So those monies that came from Redcock mine, they were paid to ADF in 2013.
Yeah, first to ADF and then we exported to down there. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It was in 2009. I'm not going to go back to 2007 and 8. In 2009, there was 6.1 million. So you say this 6.1 million was transferred to number.
To number.
And the 2010 money was transferred to number.
That's right.
Any income in 2011?
Yeah. No, I think there was nothing.
Are you still in this item?
We are still in the arrangement of the 30% for now. No, they stopped the contract.
Alacor
stopped the contract. I think it was in 2010. Yeah.
Oh. What were the reasons for this, for the stopping of the contract?
Yeah. In terms of the contract, Tim was like an expert.
On the channel?
There was a contract, yeah.
Oh. So Namda, do you have any recollection of these money, the 6 million and the other money that came from the first World Cup to Portugal?
Surely, Captain. I think that it is in the must be in the financial statement of Namda. So that they must show it.
The financial statements run from 2005 to 2007, but now the actual financial statement. Now the money of 2009 was nowhere to can see what happened. Because we don't have the financial statement for 2008 and 2009. The Peter will confirm this. Yes, NAMDA financial statements 2005 to 2007, they were done by Steven Dandler and Koki. Those are the auditors. And they ran us through from 2005 indeed to 2007, showing the income and the expense. Now beyond 2007, we have nothing. 2008, 2009. As you're saying, you stopped operating in 2009, and 2010 with the question mark. Where do we get those funds?
We definitely said we don't have to get necessary money to put the cost of financial for the team.
You have in 2009 received in excess of 6 million bucks through this network mobile. It can't be that you get the unable to pay for the audited investment.
But the we have financial technology which can provide the
I think the only share is that it was not audited, but I think that's the financial statement.
Just a small question. The present board of trustees, before your inception, would you have any record of the previous board work in terms of who they were? And how far did they give over reports to you? Just for us to get that, and that might not be readily available. Just for us to get an understanding of what happened. Why am I asking this chat? To give but one simple example. We're looking at the buses that have been given out in the era of 95-96 or so. The pattern in which those buses have been given out to, we just need to get an indication as to whether this bursary was given to previously disadvantaged, or was this bursary given to family? Because if you look at even a simple single page of one of these, where the Alexco was giving payment to bursaries on the 30th of June, for example, 1995, you get a long line of I don't know if it's coincidental, or if it's different family members, or how to put it. You get a line that it says, say, I'm going to see. And then you go down, you get a long line that says the truth is, they just have different initials. And then you get a very long line that it gives the debate. And then you get the chances. So I just want to get a determination if they just get any report or hand over when they came into the section. And if they have the names also of the previous board members, it will be a future.
Honorable Mayor, that's Namakwa. They honest of one sentence. groups, everybody is alone. And they are in between families, because the opera is American, the United States, the opera is American, it's like that. But the reality of Namakoland, we are ruler people. And we are a people with which are disadvantaged and with low income. So to be honest with you, every second household has a low income. We doesn't look at who are the parents or what, we look at the education, who needs education, and then according to that we apply. From my side, my personal side, when I ended into the trust member, trustee member, nothing was handed over to me. Totally nothing. So I go with the flow. I am never from Arab school side. I know some of the people who was working there, and when I go back, I see all information. I can see that information. And that information also looks like it's a flow of each year. So I can't say anything was wrong on that side, but I didn't receive an overflow test to me. I was just called as a member, but the rest of the team can speak on the idea.
Okay. Now we understand we set up in the wrong part. Not only in America, but in other cases, in general, this thing of family, even yet in Western case, if you go to West Coast, you find a similar situation in terms of families growing into being a community of their own. But fine, that is made. I think your question was this same, almost same, one and the same people being given loans. I think that's the explanation. Any other questions? Okay. Now, I think we're at the stage where, yes.
Okay.
We are at the stage where we understand that you carry a very serious liability, responsibility rather than liability. Responsibility is a trustee coming from the formerly disadvantaged community. Don't think for once that we don't have that in mind. That you're handling the matters for your community with less expertise, even of being a trustee. We don't know whether you've undergone some workshops and how are you can be able to handle the issues. But you see, when you look at the law has got certain expectations of people who are in particular positions, like us, as MPs. You can't say because you're coming from a socially disadvantaged background, and therefore decisions that you take would be excused because of that background. So there's that kind of a situation. But we really understand the mammoth task that is in your shoulders. But, you know, if we work together in this way, we can be able to tease out the information, collect more information, and be able to take an informed decision going forward in terms of what to do and what I'm not to do. And I think now that there is this atmosphere that is prevailing is putting us in that. Now, the reason why I'm raising this is because in your trustee, both in NAMDA and in Parliament, there's a clause there. For instance, for ADM, clause 16, that says, clause 15, that talks of personal liability. Something that has been always trying to get you to understand is that a trustee shall be personally liable for losses suffered by the trust, only if such losses are due to the trustee's failure to act with care.
diligence and expertise that may be expected of a person managing the affairs of another. That's why, Mr. Van Rooyen, when you say you don't know, we then raise the alarm bells with you that you have got this obligation in terms of being the trustee that you sign, that you are accepting. That you a trustee shall not be liable for any breach of trust on the part of a court trustee unless collusion existed between the trustees. So which means, as we stated here, you can't be held liable for this trustee's action. Each trustee individually can be held liable, but also collectively, you can be held liable as trustee, because if the trust has suffered certain failure, like the situation would appear to be now, because if you run a trust and you don't have the necessary support staff, it's a serious problem. Because in terms of governance, you need to ensure that you've got the administration up and running so that because as trustees, you're not in office on daily basis. Somebody else must be there on daily basis to follow up on decisions that you take and implement those decisions as you take as trustees. Now, I'm raising this so that you can then realize the gravity of the situation. So therefore, it is important that, I'm going to get the feeling of the member. If we have another engagement, we ensure that these people who have been CFOs, CEOs, who have been CFOs, who have been investment advisors, must be here. They understand these figures much better because they work on this. You take decisions, they implement. So therefore, we want them to be here. Even though if they have done something wrong, it will reflect back on you as trustees in terms of what you have accepted and in terms of the law. So if there's going to be a special meeting, we would want them to be here so that they take us through. They bring the necessary financial statement and what you have. Now, the second point is that if we have a communication with yourself and you are unclear, if you've got legal advisors that you have in your service, use them to interpret the information to you. Or contact us as Parliament Director. We've got services here that can be offered to you at no charge to yourself, but also clarify with the committee secretary what does this mean, what is expected, and so forth, and make whatever request that you would want to make. So that when you arrive at this level, here we exchange views, we talk about issues, and with the aim of taking decisions. The other matter, therefore, would be that from NAMDA, the financial information we have runs up to 2007. And we want 2008, we want 2009, we want 2010. Bring two sets of information. One, the financial statements, even if they are not audited. But secondly, ensure that they are audited. But the first one must not wait for the second one. For one, it will last so long that you can be in a position to go through and understand what is in there. But then in the meantime, auditing fees would range now 30,000, 50,000 or so. So therefore, with the kind of income that you have here, we believe that you should be in a position as NAMDA to make sure that those, because it is even required in terms of the trust here, it's also required in terms of the Trust Act, that you ensure that there are financial statements, financial information that you audit, because auditors, independent auditors, will help also you in terms of certain areas where you need to take remedial action in terms of how you handle and defend with the fund. AGF, I think we would need to see Because in terms of the trustee, it says if you give up, you then transfer the assets to a charitable organization. Now there is not a charitable organization. It's one of the agencies that would implement your mandate. Moreover, is that you have established NAMDA PTY, which is now a company, which has got directors. That means it's not a charitable organization at all, which therefore means that we would want to see what is this agreement between AGM and NAMDA. The transfer, the receiving ones, and those that are transferring, so that we can then be able to understand what were the terms of the transfer. And of course, you have not dissolved NAMDA, AGM, which is fine. Because otherwise, if you dissolve it, you would have not had any claim against Alex. Because Alex was in agreement with AGM, not NAMDA. So which is a wise decision that you have taken as trustee, not to close. So therefore, we still want you, even if the money comes to you, goes out to NAMDA, there are transactions that are taking place. Enlighten us on that. How does it come from, what is the spirit, what is it? It's Kharib. When it comes from Kharib to ADF, indicate to us that it came from Kharib at this amount, and we transfer it to NAMDA at this amount. So that when we deal with NAMDA financial, then we can be able to follow exactly what has happened. The other issue, if there's going to be a future investment, we are going to call Alesco. Then prepare yourselves in terms of this claim that you are taking with Alesco for 36 million, 8 million rand for this year, 2006-2008. You're saying at the moment it's based on the agreement of the 30%. Is that contained in the trust deed? If so, then Alesco will have to ask what happened to that money and where it is as we speak. Because with one trust, one company decided not to pay anymore because they were not getting information. Their trustees who are supposed to serve on the board were not recognized and therefore were not invited and therefore they stopped paying. But we are pursuing the money that are owed to that trust by that other company. Whereas we see the similar situation with you and Alesco. But I don't know what is the status of Alesco's board of directors that are supposed to sit in India. Are they there? Are they sitting? What's going on?
Can I answer this?
Yes.
The agreement that we have with ADA, and I really like to set right to face with ADA, with Alesco, one in your presence. The agreement was that we have. The first one was the 50% of the profit that they need to pay out to us. Every year they just say that they doesn't make any profit, so that's the reason why they didn't pay. Then there was the second engagement with the 10% equity in NAMDA. Also, it was for Alesco, but then transferred to NAMDA. Nothing happened. So if the 10% doesn't happen, we are going back to the 50%. If the 10% shareholding happens, then we withdraw with the 50%. But we never withdraw the 50% because the 10% was never implemented. So since I was in Alesco as a member,
Sorry.
So since I was a member, we never ever received that 50% or the 10% from the mine. I was appointed as a board member of the mine itself, which was agreed between the two parties. There was a stage when I was in Pretoria and doing a presentation. They said I can't be part of that presentation because I'm an upcoming board member. I was never ever even informed about that status. We understand at that stage the reason, because the management of Ellerskog mine was still changing every second month. We've got a new secretary, we've got a new HR, we've got a new... So that was totally confusing for us. And you don't have a relationship with the mine itself, because every month there's new members. To be honest, at that stage, our information was more relevant than the mine itself. They never ever can show us information. Every time they ask from us information. In the past, we do report to ELSCO. If you look at the ELSCO report that they released, it is some of our projects that reflected in their report. So in the beginning, there was a good relationship between the two of us, up to the point where the change of management was starting. Then we tried from our side, and they were willing, some of them are willing to try, and then we started the process again, trying to go forward. But there was also education loan of 250,000 that was agreed on. And only in the previous year that was stated in 1993-1998, we saw that they received that money. We never received that money. So, Ellerskog mine, there is still money lying at the mine from the Witfoldkop. And they didn't pay it out. That was not that there wasn't a good relationship. There was a relationship, but it was not growing because of the management. And we felt that they failed us. They failed us to continue our work. And we can also, we have done to the most of the places in the Makwa. When we want to start Nanda, we go to the small places. And we are sitting with the community and explain the Ellerskog Foundation, the Nanda issue, which at that stage they understand. And also the schools, we didn't mention about it, only education day. But the schools receive, for example, computers, they receive soap, they receive air cotton stuff. And I think the schools can say, yes, I did receive it, or no, if that in investigation can take place, because a lot of schools receive food. Then there's the infrastructure sector of the Ellerskog, where in the small places we have the putting up of electricity, putting up of the lights, putting up of water that wasn't paid by the community. And it amounts like 300 and something, 200 and something, that kind of amount. There was money loaned to Namna, which was the business sector, I think 60,000 or 70,000 rand, and then the board members decided to give them as a grant, because they couldn't pay that back. There was the water pipe system and good house that we paid 500,000 rand for. That pump system is still standing there. I don't think it's working at the moment because it's a lot of years ago, but that thing is there. So there's a lot of, and then we have when people is dying, we pay for the some funeral costs and stuff like that. We are paying for school kids, clothing and stuff like that. Sometimes there's people that don't have food and they come and ask and then pay. The only system, the only places that we neglect in this process, because in the past it wasn't decided on that basis, was the Calcinia settlement and that Anthem area. So that was that.
I think I will agree with what the Honorable Deacon proposed earlier on.
No, no. Let's allow them to tell us. And then we'll come back to the information being documented at a later stage. But for now, I think it's interesting with the new information that we're getting, which will make us to understand some of the things. Please continue.
No, I'm not sure what. But
you were in Kathleen?
Calcinia.
Calcinia, oh, is it Calcinia?
There wasn't much support in Calcinia, the Hunter area, because at that stage it wasn't part of our region. So, but since it became part, and we started to even go that side and help some of the people. So, that type of what we have done, we can also find it somewhere in some documents. I think it will be there. And there's a lot of other small organizations that receive. There was the Namakwa Festival. It also received money from us in terms of that.
On the question of representatives of, from Arabscore on the chart, I think that was your question. I think the last trustees were Moses Chela from Arabscore side. There was Nshaka Moloi and Ray Mshishlango was on the chart. And from there on, they recused themselves.
Do you recall what time period was that? What year was that?
I'm not sure, but I think it was 2006 or 2007 when the agreement kicked in. The agreement that was signed by National and us. National, I think it was Manas Arakavan at the time. And the process was facilitated by the Centre of Corporate Merchant Bank. Yeah, thanks.
Any additional information that you want to share with us? Anything more that you want to share with us? Okay.
I would really like to request the statement of the Namda Pty Limited, statement of that company, and I want invest 70,000 rand overseas. You want that documentation. When you do investment, you receive total of that. So I need that to be on.
Okay. Anything else? Right. I think it would be proper that we take a 5 minute break, take coffee, tea, come back and round up. I think you've shared the information with us. If you have further questions, then do that after we come back to the break. And then we then say what you're doing. I need to check whether there are any further questions that you've got as members to both AGF and NAMDA so that we can sum up and release the delegation from NAMDA and AGF and then be left behind to basically deal with the minutes so that they are an official record of the two meetings. I think we've got copies of all of you. Any questions to the delegation?
Chairman, I have a question about the minutes. They were not meant for adoption now, they were meant for us to listen into the two meetings we had because.
Why can you not adopt them now? Well, I just deal with that after the AGF delegation has done. Any, do you have any other questions if you want?
No questions from the class. Yes,
it's just a request that the owner of the amendment please show me the document.
The property. What's the value of that property? Where is it? Anyone? Is it in another cave or is it in where? Is it in another cave? Or it was a renovation?
The second was done in property where?
If you receive from that trust, you also receive the 10 million as we speak earlier on. Like, what additional to the money you receive from Alex Holmes?
Maybe. You're right, because the information they said was that from the royalties they received about 18 million, and then they received from NGFT 10 million, which makes it 38 million, and then this money from Westport Corp, which they are not yet in a position to qualify for us, but the records we have are indicating close to 7 million. So, but that's now number. You're right. So, yes, yes, or no?
But I don't know, I just wanted to ask one single question, I'm sure. As we delve into information seeking process, that question is going to arise. Is there anyone amongst you who owns a property as a result of being in the board or in some of these entities?
I didn't have any property.
I'm spending money now.
Sorry? I'm spending
money now to get back out of the bar. Okay. So, madam, you're saying you did not own a property through this process, but you have a property?
I do have a small office.
Not a property. Okay.
None.
Yes.
Property is my property. Okay, I'm not sure now. No, I'm not sure what is the question.
So the question is whether you did receive any property as a result of your participation in this trust.
No, I don't have.
No, sir.
Alright, any other questions? Okay. You wanted to verify the community. Okay. Anything else from your side? Nothing? Okay. I think we have seen a lot of work to do. And we're doing this, we're taking this decision if it's confirmed by the trustee and the court. Very reluctant. But I think your cooperation towards the mission of the meeting persuaded us to then look at possibilities of another session with you, another meeting. So that must come before. before you give us information. For instance, one, we want you to find your past and your present CFOs and your CEOs. We're not going to give you a date for this month or next month. We're going to give you a date in next year. But you're going to receive that date next week in writing. So that you inform these people on time. They must make all necessary arrangements. We want the former CEO, former CFO of ADM to take us from his or her time to where he or she finished, including the audited financial statement. And then from there you must tell us then who handles your financial at the point when the CFO was retrenched or resigned or whatever, who then handled your financial, where are the records of those money. For instance, we know now that the best workbook page ATF and ATF transfers to them. So clearly their transaction is bad. And any other financial information that you have within that period. You said to us the previous trustees never handed over anything to you. Granted, but of course the period that you started functioning, we want to know exactly what your testing happened. Then, NAMDA, we want also you to bring us your past CEO, CFO, until the point when they were retrenched or they resigned, and then you tell us, going forward, who handled your financial. Because indeed, there's money that comes to you from ATM. ATM receives money and then they transfer it to you. So we want to then get to know what's happening to that. But also, we want you both to give us the report of your activities, your functions, your operations. For instance, you gave us a narrative of a number of activities based on helping communities. We want to say that, put that in writing, tell us in this municipality, this is what you have done. Connected water, connected electricity, dig a road, build a school, whatever that you have done, the list that you have given. Because then it will also answer the question on how, as to what happened to the other man. Batteries. You give us a list of batteries, of people that you take batteries to, what is the status. The conditions were that they won't pay back status. If the conditions were that they would pay back status, whether they... And then you've given us the loan book here. You know, that runs, you know, that's from very far, for instance, thinking of 1999, for example, from year 2000, for example, what is called here, they give rates on Studi Lennon, for a few years. You've given us some names, but in this instance, there are no amounts, but through handwriting, there's an amount here that has been written. You've also given us 2001, the same thing, the battle, the list of battles. Again, here, there are no amounts, it's just the list of people that you have given us. And there's nothing in the handwritten amount here that says the amount was so much. So the information goes. You've also what is called a loan book, in my own understanding, that you have given us. And But then in that loan book, you are not discussing with us whether this loan has been paid correctly. And you have indicated now that some people were paying, some people did not start to pay. And you handed them over to the lawyers. Even the lawyers themselves, who are they that are dealing with this matter, if they are able to come, invite them to come with you so that they can then highlight to the committee how far they've gone. For instance, you put the list here of Yemen, Al-Khabiyanab Yemen, which you have given us. It's again, in this instance of business, you've given us some figures, which is quite fun. And the information that we have to analyze and come to some conclusion. Some of the figures that I mentioned here are quite substantial. Quite substantial, in the sense that it's figures that show that these are business people. Whether they are still operational or not, let us know so that you can see whether these monies are recovered. Then you are telling us about the Alchemian, which is the community loan. It also contains names of people and the amount. And surely your lawyer has for those loans that are recoverable. If it was a grant, or you decided later as a team to make them into big grants, it's fine. The student loan, the such you understand between the bursary and the student loan. You say, what is the difference between the two? Bursary would be a grant, and student loan would be a loan, which means it's a payment. Okay? So we would want your financial people really and your legal people to take us through this so that we then have a conceptual picture in terms of what we are dealing with. And number we also want the same thing from you. That you bring us the people that will discuss your finances and also be in a position to highlight. Because both of you are still operational. Even though you say, in terms of the actual activities, you are not there, but legally, you are there as an entity that functions. So we would want that to happen. And also bring us the information and the financial statement of NAMDA Pty Limited. Because that's an entity that you have created and that it has to. Now, in that meeting, we will invite Alex to come in, and we will also inform them that you claim that they owe you 38 million. They must then come fully prepared to tell us, because they told us they paid for 18.5 million, but now this money that you are claiming in terms of the 30% arrangement after profit, they must come and tell us what is the status quo. You will be there to ask the question in terms of what you believe is the situation. Now, we would humbly request that between now and that period, collect this information, send it to us in advance, so that it can make the work easier for us to then be able to handle the situation. And inform these other trustees that seem to have a problem of coming through. Just officially notify them and send a copy of a letter or whatever means of notification to the parliamentary, to the committee secretary, so that we have records that you have attempted to communicate with them, that if they don't come, then it's our fate to see what we do with people who refuse to hear for us. We would give you a date. On
on the 24th of January. So you can put it in your diary now. It's ADF, it's NAMDA. NAMDA is an agency, and NAMDA PTY Limited, together with all these functionalities that we are looking for. On the 24th of January 2012. That gives you more than 2 months period to prepare the information. People can receive the information at least 2 weeks before. Send it directly now this time around to the committee secretary, not to the parliamentary secretary, because this institution is so huge. Things get disappeared in here. And we want all the information that is there pertaining to your finances and your operations.
Sir, I hear you saying Pajuan.
Yes, sir. We will be back by then. We will be back by then already on the 17th of January. Our first meeting is on the 17th of January. So, in fact,
I'll go over to you.
I'm
just worried about the fact that none of them except one seem to be taking note of what they're expecting. I just hope, just because we've bent down once again to say that we'll have another engagement with them, they're not again going to come ashore. Because they seem to be convenient for better time and to accept the information. And I'm very worried about the fact that none of them are responsible. What we have expected from them. And they mustn't make the mistake of thinking that we just have to ensure them in all their
names. No, I think that's our last message. In that meeting, it would be expected of all of us to basically take final position on what we do. We hope that you understand now, between now and that period, that you want to get that information. And also, let's inform you that independently, we are collecting information as well. So between now and that time, there might be new information that we have. That's why I'm saying bring all the information. Because as Parliament, we are approached by people all over the country who have an interest. For instance, there might be people who are going to pick up through media that we have had this interaction, and that they may volunteer information to us in terms of what is their understanding of ADF and NAMDA. So we are obliged to accept that information. This is to engage you on the basis of that information. That's why we have this information on network and other information, summer. That's why I'm saying, when you sit down this time around and trust you, try to remember everything, put it in documented form, send it to us, so that it's all information that you have that would assist us to find a way forward. Because in the end, after we've ended the Allen Scott situation, we must discuss with you whether you still want to close down the ADF. For instance, just say you received it at 8 million. Looking at the articles that from you, would you still want to wind it down? Level one. Is NAMDA a formation that is not failing the original objectives of ATM, for example? Because there are loans that are out there that are not paid step by step. So which means the trust is losing money as a result of that formation. Do we continue with NAMDA? If we do, in what form should we continue with it?
because it might well be that when you give us information, we can also see that there are good reasons why Namda was formed. And therefore, that need might still be there, that Namda will continue. We don't know. Until we get full set of information, then we'll be able to agree with you that yes, this is the situation. If, of course, Namda is seen to be a milking cow, surely we have to then take a different approach in terms of what happened, but together with yourself. But my worry is that you have kept on saying that you have last met quite some time ago. The information we are looking for means that you must convene a meeting. There's a chairperson of ADF, you must convene a meeting, there's a chairperson of NAMSA. Because this information you can't collect it if you are all over the show. But if you are in a meeting, you can remind each other of the historical situation and the activities that have taken place. And in that way, you then also bring your advisors on board. People who have dealt with your finances, your investments and all of that on board, so that you are in a position to get now the information that would be very credible and informed. And with that, let us thank you very much for coming through. You
already said something? I think that you are chosen, but my request is, can we get the minute of the meeting? Okay. Yes, sir. I think this is very much important. I just wanted to remind them that in a correspondence, so that they will have plenty to come. You know, we have the staff, the secretary of the not the secretary of Allah. Thank you. I want to remind them because you know they always do that.
They forget.
They forget.
Can we therefore thank you very much for coming through, for inviting us, and we invite the delegation. Thank you very much. But only remember, you can remain on the other.